Irish teenagers have been ranked second in the world for reading skills in a major global study of tests taken by 15-year-olds in 81 countries. Tests conducted by the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development published today show Irish teens are also performing significantly higher than average in mathematics and science. We can talk to Dr. Brenda Donoghue, who's Research Associate at the Education Research Centre and who conducted this research here on behalf of the OECD. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Donoghue, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon.
Hello, Brian.
So these findings in relation to our 15-year-olds set against 81 youngsters in 81 other countries, in terms of our literacy, their literacy and reading skills, it is quite an extraordinary tribute to them and I suppose their teachers.
Yeah, so the results that we're seeing today are really very positive in terms of the literacy, but also there's some good news in terms of science, and there is a slight decrease in mathematics. In terms of literacy, Irish students always traditionally would have a strong performance in reading. And I think the data today is quite interesting because we're testing in 2022 in the immediate aftermath of the COVID pandemic and the associated school disruptions. And we're able in PISA, because it takes place every 3 years, to look back to 2018, which obviously was before the pandemic. And we can see that in reading, you know, Irish students have really held their own. And there's really a picture of stability so that their reading hasn't changed. In science, instead, we can see that actually there have been significant improvements. And as I said, there is that decrease in mathematics.
One of the aspects...
I should just add that we do have some caveats with today's data, that fewer students than we had expected took part. So we did some analysis on that. And we see that the students who tended not to take part tended not to do so well in these kind of tests. Mm-hmm. So the data that we're talking about today are likely to be slight overestimates. It just means that the numbers are slightly higher than we would have expected had all the students taken part.
All right. So these are youngsters who would have had a good part of their educational experience at home. If they were getting, you know, fairly regular class, you know, engagement with teachers because it was during the pandemic.
That's right. Yeah. So most of our students were actually in transition year, the majority of them. Now, we do have a selection of students across the grades. And those students, you know, most of their secondary school career would have been impacted by COVID closures and other restrictions. Well, so, yeah. You know, I think it's interesting to see these results in that context.
Yeah. One other finding across reading, maths and science, Ireland has fewer high achievers compared to many other countries, but also fewer low achievers.
That's right. So this is a pattern that we have seen in previous cycles of PISA. Ireland does quite well in terms of having lower numbers of lower achievers. So that's obviously desirable. Mm-hmm. But we are seeing this decline in terms of the higher achievers. So we do think, you know, that some attention could be focused here on the higher achievers to make sure that all of the students, the more able students, are able to reach their full potential.
All right. We'll leave it there. Dr. Brenda Donoghue from the Education Research Centre, thank you very much for that. Back with more after this short break.